720 WGN, The Beat, on a Sunday in Chicago. Jared Payton, Kevin Powell, and Sam Panionovich, the home of Blackhawks Radio. Blackhawks busy in the last week. Trade Andrew Shaw to Montreal for a pair of draft picks. And one of those draft picks we will talk to an hour from now, Alex DeBrincat from the Erie Otters, who only had 51 goals last year.
Just 51.
Pretty good.
Two 100-point seasons in a row for him.
Pretty good. So we go to the phones now, 312-981-7200, and bring in a man who's been enjoying a nice long summer for the first time since 2012, Blackhawks radio analyst, number 19, Selke winner, Troy Murray, with us now on The Beat. Hey, Troy, how's your summer?
It's going good. It's hot on the golf course today.
How many rounds of golf have you played? Because if we think about where the Blackhawks have been, the Cup in 2013, Western Conference Final in 2014 in Game 7, win the Cup in 15, this has been the first time you've been able to actually spend time with family, friends, and get a little tee time in.
I haven't played that much. I don't golf all that much anymore. I do a few of the charity golf outings that I've been involved with over the years, and kind of keep that as my focus, but I'm out here today with my son enjoying it. I think this is my fourth round of this summer, so I haven't played a whole lot, but certainly enjoy getting out here.
Well, you know what, Troy? I need you to hit them straight for me because I'm horrible when it comes to getting onto the links. But you talked about just having a little bit of time now, especially with this Blackhawks squad, and they're not used to having this time off. And when you're going deep into the playoffs, going for Stanley Cups, it can take a toll on you for the following season. How do you see this kind of this nice little break, ending a little bit early, kind of benefit this club moving forward?
I know that all the players were very disappointed, obviously, that it didn't go for a deep run this year in the playoffs. But you might as well lose in the first round if you're going to lose and not win the Stanley Cup. So they played a lot of hockey, and you go to the Olympics, you go to the All-Star Games. The demand of these guys in the Chicagoland area and throughout the NHL, because they've been so successful here in the last little while, they really haven't had a break. And I think that, you know, the players are going to be able to refresh themselves, get themselves back up to where they want to be going into the season, because it's been real difficult for these players to get the conditioning, get the strength and the weight on that they'd like to have at the beginning of the season, so they're not worn down at the end. I think at the end of this season, you did see a little fatigue from some of the top players, but that's to be expected. So, you know, the silver lining in this cloud of losing in the first round is these guys are going to get a well-deserved break.
Well, Troy, Joe Quenneville called Andrew Shaw irreplaceable. Now they have to replace him. Is there anybody, and this roster is going to look a whole lot different just a week from now, really, when free agency opens and as the summer moves on. But internally on this roster now, is there anybody that can sort of fill the void that Andrew Shaw leaves as he exits to Montreal? Anybody you see that can sort of play that physical, aggressive style that Andrew Shaw brought to the ice?
You know what? You look at a guy like Ryan Hartman, who played in Rockford last year. He's kind of got that same bite to his game. But I think it's critical that the Blackhawks replace the type of player that Andrew Shaw is on the roster. You know, you lost a big body in Brian Bickell. You lost a skilled player in Tara Vinen, both those guys going into a deal to Carolina. And he took a lot of the heart and soul out of the lineup with Andrew Shaw moving on to the Montreal Canadiens. I think it's imperative that the Blackhawks find somebody to fill that void left by Andrew Shaw. I was very disappointed the Blackhawks weren't able to sign Andrew Shaw, but I'm not involved in the negotiations, and obviously with the salary cap restraints that the Blackhawks are under year after year, they have to make some tough decisions, and I don't know how the negotiations went. It sounded like to me that a deal was hopefully going to get done here in Chicago with Andrew Shaw, but it didn't, and you know, you move on there. But he's a very, very big part of what had happened here, and inside the locker room, he's a guy that brings a lot of energy. So they're going to have to replace an Andrew Shaw type of player with the same type of a character.
Blackhawks analyst Troy Murray with us on the home of the Hawks, 720 WGN. Troy, I'm going to read you a list of names here: Dustin Byfuglien, Brian Campbell, Andrew Ladd, Christopher Stieg, Troy Brouwer, Dave Bolin, Michael Frolik, Nick Leddy, Brandon Saad, Patrick Sharp, Johnny Oduya, Teuvo Teravainen, and Andrew Shaw. That alone is pretty much a full team as it is. I can't even imagine how tough Stan Bowman's job has been since 2010. And you're not going to please everybody, fan base, maybe even some people in the organization, but how amazingly tough is Stan Bowman's job with this hard salary cap?
It's tough. When you have success and when you have the star players that rightfully so demand the kind of money that they're getting paid. They should be some of the highest paid, if not the highest paid players in the National Hockey League for what they've accomplished. That being said, I don't know how Stan has been able to keep this thing afloat. I mean, it is difficult. You lost half the team in 2010, a bunch in 13, a bunch again in 15. It's amazing how he's able to retool, and he's lost a lot of prospects. He's lost a lot of drafts in acquiring players that, you know, he believes can help this team win the Stanley Cup. And I think that's the right thing to do when you have a core group of guys that are in that mix each and every year. Show the fans, you got to show the organization that each and every year you want to win it. That's first and foremost, I think, the priority. The bad thing is when you win it, people are in demand and they're going to, expect a higher, pay raise than you might not get if you don't have that success. So he's done an excellent job. It's not easy. They acquired a lot of draft picks this year, 9 picks. But these prospects are a few years, several years away from making it into it. So they're going to rely heavily on some of the guys, I think, coming into this season that hopefully are going to make the roster from the Rockford team from last year.
Troy, from the beginning of the season, I mean, playing football and sports my entire life, I know how hard it is mentally to be able to come into a season, to see what Patrick Kane had to deal with at the beginning of the year to how his season ended. Hart Trophy, I mean, I don't know if it's almost kind of like a movie of how tough that probably was. He says that he feels like he has another gear. Do you see him taking another leap forward next season?
If he does, great. Good for the Blackhawks, good for Patrick Kane. You know, to continue on and take another step from what he did this year, boy, that would be tremendous. I mean, he had such a consistent season. And you look at all the people who were in the running for the MVP of the NHL, and Sidney Crosby, obviously, captain of the Penguins, who won the Cup. Great second half of the season, but the consistency that Patrick Kane had all season long, the focus that he had all season long was very, very impressive. And for a guy that, dealt with some tough issues last summer, really came into the season focused and wanted to concentrate on hockey and hockey only. And I think that was a big part of his success. Where he goes from here, I wouldn't doubt it that he's got another gear. But, boy, how impressive was his play this year for the Blackhawks. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he was fun to watch. And Troy, the amateur scouting and the Blackhawks just continue to land draft picks. I mean, you look at Brandon Saad was a second-round pick, bringing in guys like Panarin and Tara Vinen and developing them. Talk about how well the Blackhawks are able to find this talent and really develop them in their own system.
It's been very impressive, and the Blackhawks have a great scouting staff. And it's not a North American scouting staff. It's a world scouting staff to find these players. And if you look at the Red Wings of several years ago, they were in a position where they didn't draft high because they were one of the best teams in the league for so many years. Blackhawks are kind of in that position right now. Prior to them, having the success that they did, they were terrible, and they got great draft picks, and they picked up guys like Taves and Kane. So you have to be bad to get those draft picks. Now you have to find those diamonds in the rough. You're not going to get the kind of for sure picks that, a lot of teams are looking at. The Austin Matthews of this season for the Toronto Maple Leafs is a big step for their franchise. But for the Blackhawks, they look at on a need base. Where do we improve our second line? Where do we improve our third line? Because you're not looking for the number one centerman. You're not looking for your number one defenseman. You've got your goaltender. So there's a lot of pieces in place for Stan Bowman to work around. And I think that's important to realize that, you're working around that core group of guys to look at the different type of players that makes this team successful.
I don't know if you saw this, Troy. We're talking to Troy Murray, Blackhawks analyst here on 720 WGN. Alex DeBrincat, who was drafted with the 39th overall pick, grew up in Farmington Hills, which is in Michigan. He grew up a Red Wings fan. Now, he's going to change allegiances, and we expect that, but I know you're not the biggest fan of the Red Wings, Troy, but I miss the rivalry. I miss seeing the Red Wings 4 times a season, and I miss the chance to possibly see him in the playoffs. Are you with me on that?
Absolutely. I mean, and I didn't like the Red Wings because they were such a good team. When a team's not very good, there's very little hate involved. You look at the Pistons and the Bulls back in the heyday, there was hate there because that was the team you had to get by. That's the team that kept knocking you out of the playoffs. So, my hate, my respect for Detroit is very high on both levels, but it's basically because, this team has been very successful. And now you look at it, and that rivalry between two original six teams is something that I think the NHL has made a mistake on, but I don't know how you switch it it's a big part of hockey, in my opinion, the original six matchups. But at least you've got a home and home to see both teams in each other's buildings.
Hey, Troy, you looking forward to some road trips to Vegas in a couple seasons?
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be. I think there's going to be a big home ice advantage to the Las Vegas team.
That place will be 65-70% red Blackhawk sweaters.
Exactly. I hope so.
Troy Murray with
Thank
us
you, Troy.
On Blackhawks Radio. We'll see you at the convention only a couple of weeks away, middle of July.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Troy. Hit him straight.
Troy Murray, number 19 before Jonathan Toews wore number 19. He won a Selke trophy.